The water level of the Great Lakes is the lowest it's been in 30 years. Last time the lakes were this low, there was a building boom. People had new houses built on bluffs and shorelines that seemed at the time pretty far from the crashing waves. As the water levels have risen, some of those houses have seen their foundations washed away, toppling the homes into the lakes. Roger Gauthier is a hydrologist with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He says some of those homes are still at risk, but a potential home buyer might not realize it.
The issue of buyer beware, that's the real problem, is the fact that most buyers in coastal properties do not have any idea of the level of risk that they may be exposing themselves to.
Gauthier says just as in the 1960s when the Great Lakes water levels were low, there's a temptation to build closer to the beach. The views are scenic, and the prices developers can demand for the houses are usually pretty grand. Gauthier says what potential homeowners and builders need to understand is that we've only recorded about 100 years of lake levels. The lakes could drop a lot lower or raise a lot higher. He says local government should be careful where it allows new construction.
Well, certainly there needs to be a greater level of consciousness at the local levels, especially at county and municipal and township planning offices, to recognize that when they're zoning properties and they're establishing where they're going to put infrastructure in, that there's areas that are higher risk areas and that they should be avoiding putting their community at risk over the long term.
The idea of putting stricter limits on new construction is part of a so-called no-regrets policy being pushed by the Great Lakes Commission. The commission is an agency that represents the economic and environmental interests of the eight Great Lakes states. Michael Donahue is the commission's executive director.
The whole idea behind the no-regrets policy is to realize that there's a certain degree of risk and uncertainty associated with living along the lakes. And since we can't predict with any certainty what the lake level trends are going to be, let's not do anything now that we're going to come to regret later, whether the lakes go up or they go down.
Donahue says the short-term revenue gains in allowing a development too close to a lake would be more than offset by the cost of rebuilding the development. Donahue is pushing for states to pass laws requiring full disclosure statements in real estate transactions. Those statements would remind buyers the lake levels can be volatile.
There's some issues in Great Lakes management that can be solved with a technological fix, and then there's some issues that can only be solved through more behavioral change and with some regulation. And I suspect on this particular issue, it's going to be a careful balance between voluntary compliance fueled by information and education and some regulations at the local level, just to make sure that we're not doing something in vulnerable areas today that we're going to regret tomorrow.
Home builders say education efforts are fine, but more regulations are not needed. They say there are already enough environmental restrictions, setback requirements, and zoning restrictions that limit property owners. Vince Squillis is with the Ohio Home Builders Association. He says he's watched a couple of dozen houses fall into Lake Erie because they were built too close. He says today that kind of mistake doesn't have to happen.
I would think with the mapping that's available today and the technology, you should be able to predict fairly well if you're going to be in that type of harm's way.
Squilla says what's not needed is more government guidelines and restrictions.
I don't think you necessarily need guidelines. Rather than you would just need good study and engineering and practical considerations into the site and its location and what the historical levels are.
The Great Lakes regulators say the problem is it's not clear just how high the water levels can get, and sometimes greed and short-sightedness get in the way of wise planning. They say they just want to protect unsuspecting homebuyers before their investment is washed away with the waves. This fall, the Commission and the Army Corps of Engineers are publishing a pamphlet of recommendations. They'll be sending them to the state's legislators for their review. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.